Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. These days, it would include the digital world, the metaverse. There's a church that's planning a mission trip into the metaverse. It's River City Church in Vancouver, Washington. The pastor is Ryan Sidholm. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Well, right up front, Ryan, we all need an explanation of what the metaverse is.
Yeah, so the metaverse is a virtual reality world where, you know, you've seen people with the goofy looking goggles. That you put on the goofy looking goggles and you kind of just explore these virtual reality worlds where you feel like you're there, but you're not really there.
Well, who's out there in the metaverse waiting to hear the good news of the gospel?
It's a funny statistic that kind of blew my mind. At the end of 2022, there was 70 million Americans. And now let me just hit pause and say, I know that we're in Canada right now, which is an honor to be here, by the way. I'm in Vancouver, Washington. So I get blamed all the time for being in Canada because nobody knows there's a Vancouver in Washington.
Right.
But so we're based in the United States, and a United States statistic came out and said there's 70 million Americans in the metaverse that go at least once a month to the metaverse. And so we have, you know, there's a bunch of avatars, and some of them are really goofy looking, and some of them are, you know, they look like the real people. But each one represents a soul. And so we were thinking through that. We're like, you know, there's a lot of people on the metaverse. And one of the things that we found is that a lot of the people that flock to the metaverse, it's an escape from reality. And so there's a lot of people who are, there's a higher rate of people who are dealing with, you know, kind of depression and kind of, you know, suicidal thoughts and that kind of stuff. That's what we found. And so there's a lot of people on the metaverse that are trying to escape reality. And so we thought, hey, why don't we just go in and just kind of share the love of Jesus with them just a little bit?
All right. So you just walk up to people in the metaverse and start talking to them? They don't think that's weird?
In the metaverse, it's like if you see an avatar standing there, it's almost like an unwritten rule. It's rude to not engage in
really?
A conversation. And so it's customary to go start talking to somebody.
Okay. So now who's signing up for the mission trip?
Primarily what we've seen, we have seen signups. We've seen people from across the United States sign up. We've seen somebody sign up from France.
Hey,
and we actually had somebody sign up in Kyrgyzstan. And so it's mind-blowing to me that this mission trip is not only, I mean, it's crossing time zones because you don't need to physically be together. But one of the cool things that I've seen, I was actually talking to somebody whose wife is in a wheelchair. And he said, Ryan, my wife has been in a wheelchair for several years. She's always wanted to go on a mission trip, and she hasn't been able to because of her physical limitations. But this is a trip she could go on.
Wow.
I was like, it wasn't until he said that I was like, oh, my goodness, this is really something different. There might be something here. And so we're seeing people, there's a buzz about it. You know, now, of course, when you see the clickbaity headline of a mission trip to the metaverse, you're like, okay, what's going on here? Like, you know, they're just going to go play games.
Right.
But it's actually a real missional opportunity for people who haven't been able to engage in mission projects before these things.
So after the mission trip is over, this particular one, how are you going to measure the success of this whole endeavor into the multiverse to share the gospel? Are there like churches already established in there?
So there are several existing churches in the metaverse that are reaching people in the metaverse who for whatever reason do not attend church in real life.
Wow.
And sometimes it's people who, you know, they just have social anxiety, they don't want to do it. But sometimes it's people who don't have the physical capability
right.
of going and experiencing community in real life. And so there's churches that exist there. And so the idea is we want to connect people that we engage with existing ministries in the metaverse. If there's a way to get them connected to a ministry in real life, that would be cool. But one of the things that we're using, we're using a framework called BLESS. And your listeners may be familiar with this framework. It's not original to me by any means. But BLESS stands for begin with prayer. Listen and engage. The E, when you're practicing this in real life, stands for eat together. Now, you can't eat together in virtual reality, so it's share experiences together, serve, and share your story. And so the idea is we want to use this relational evangelism framework to guide our time in the metaverse, where we pray for people, we listen to them, we share experiences, we find a way to serve them, which, you know, here's, you know, as you get to know people in the metaverse, and this is something that I've actually been able to do. I got to know somebody and I realized he was going through hardship. He had just received a cancer diagnosis and was going through a hard time because his wife was also ill. And so I was able to Grubhub him dinner from 1,000 miles away.
Wow.
You know, so finding ways to serve them through, you know, but you don't have to be in person to do that. And then that opens the door to really share your story and to share, you know, God's story.
They're organizing a mission trip into the metaverse. It's River City Church in Vancouver, Washington. And we've been speaking with the pastor, Ryan Sidholm. Thanks for telling us about it, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Appreciate you.